This is Senator Al Simpson. In the wake of the recent scandals on Capitol Hill, all perks have surely become fair game. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, if you Dems think that installing pay toilets in the restrooms of Congress is going to make people forget that House members bounced over 8,000 checks, you're really nuts. This isn't about privilege. It's about the people being truly fed up with Democrat arrogance and congressional mismanagement. If Congress was only doing its job, perks would not be an issue. Fact is, Ted, the Democrat-controlled Congress has failed to balance the budget, failed to pass the president's anti-crime bill, and failed to pass his economic growth package, too. But instead of listening to what the people really want, you Dems have been cowering in your gilded chambers and moaning about the barbershop, the gyms, and the dining rooms. Ted, as long as we're throwing out perks, the people should perk up themselves by throwing out a few Democrats, too.
Al, for a guy in a glass house, you throw a pretty big stone. How does that line from Casablanca go? We'll always have Paris. Well, in the case of perks, we'll always have Sununu, and the Bush administration, too. The House bank scandal turned the heat on Congress, but the free airplane rides over for the White House, too. Jim Baker's going commercial instead of socking it to the taxpayers. Even on Capitol Hill, Al, perks aren't partisan. Free prescription drugs, discount gift shops, and subsidized gym facilities were abused by Republicans and Democrats alike. The saving grace for Democrats, Al, is that we're the ones taking the lead in ending those abuses. We're also taking the lead on other issues that people care about, like stopping the recession and reforming education and health care. The country wants action on the major challenges we face, Al, but all we get from the White House is veto after veto. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Middle East arms sales. It's time to stop that arms race. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.